under fraud. Completely visible with lying and spying for all. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You believe that the Constitution's the best document in political history?
Greatest political document ever.
There you go.
Thank you.
I want to know, how is it possible to believe that when it's based on racist principles? They describe indigenous peoples as merciless Indian savages. They don't describe African Americans as full people, and they don't even recognize other people of color and other minorities that we see today. So I just want to know how you think it's possible to believe that's such a great document.
The question. Where does it say that in the document? No, keep her. Where does it say that in the document?
I'm sorry, what?
Where does it say what you said in the actual document?
I'm not entirely sure.
It doesn't.
No,
that's a college campus.
Yeah, that was a college student. Like, you know, indigenous peoples, like, it has it in there. I love Charlie Kirk saying, where is it in the document? Where is it? And she goes, I don't know. I don't know what she said. I don't know. That's about the extent of it. And welcome back. Last hour on a Monday live, we've got Dr. Pesta with us. Dr. Duke Pesta is one of the only university professors that is conservative, that will speak out about the things going on around the country. I always love his take. Welcome to the show, Dr. Duke.
Hey, thank you, Kate. Hey, I do have an anecdote if I can share with you real quickly.
Please.
Because of the clip you played at the beginning. About a year ago, I was going to have a debate at a local college here in Wisconsin. It's called Ripon College, a little liberal, snooty, left-wing liberal arts college. Uh-huh. And at the last moment, I was going to debate a DEI officer from the government of Wisconsin, the state government. And so we were going to beat the debate about DEI and campus censorship. At the very last minute, literally 2 hours before, apparently she looked me up and decided she didn't want to do it, so she quit. So rather than cancel the event, they scrambled to find somebody to debate me. And the person they chose was a 20-year-old African-American studies kid. He was a young kid, 20, and a black kid. He volunteered to do it, very brave, I suppose. And so we were sitting across the table from each other, and we had a big room full of people, and we were discussing DEI and censorship in the name of progressivism. And he said to the entire room, he said, "The Constitution, you know, Dr. Pesta, contains passages where free speech are prohibited in the name of social justice." That's what he said. He said the Constitution actually had places in it in which that speech was overwritten in the name of people getting along with each other. And just like the clip you played, I asked him, I interrupted him and said, where in the Constitution is that? And he immediately ignored it and went talking about something else. So this is pretty endemic, right? This idea that not only do our students at colleges, expensive $60,000, $70,000 a year colleges, they don't know what the Constitution says. Mm-hmm. And they believe everything that they want is in there. It's a scary situation. And I know we're going to start by talking about what's going on America's campus right now and this absolute anti-American nonsense that we're seeing on all the Ivy Leagues, the big colleges all across the country.
Oh, my gosh. I love that you had that experience, though, because it really, I want to show people. I mean, we were talking earlier about what's going on in high schools and middle schools, and it's just abhorrent. But what's going on the campuses, too, and the level of non-education that is going on, uneducation, it is really amazing to me that they're bold enough to make the statement, knowing they can't back that up, but bold enough just to make the statement, thinking no one's going to ever challenge them. Right.
Well, it was really interesting because that was a very difficult situation I found myself in. Here I am, a tenured professor with a PhD and a couple of master's degree. And this is some poor little kid they dragged out of class to sit there. And I had to be very, very careful because telling the truth was going to be perceived by most of the audience as bullying that kid. I told the truth. Don't doubt me. I did. But man, it was a difficult line to walk. I would rather have debated 10 DE officers from state government, because I could have just gone off of them.
Right.
I mean, you have no idea how I had to turn down my sarcasm meter. It was killing me the whole time.
I'll bet. But that was my point, though, that he knew what he was up against, yet he still made the bold statements. I mean, that takes, I mean, my gosh.
I'm convinced. I'm 100% convinced. Some idiot political science professor told him that. Right. He was a true believer. He actually thought that the Constitution allowed for censorship in the name of free speech, in the name of national tolerance. And so I don't blame him. I blame his professors. But when I asked him, and then you hit it, Kate, when you ask them to say, okay, if you're right, simply show me, they don't apologize. They don't backtrack. They don't say, oh, maybe I was wrong. They just pivot to the next talking point. It's scary. Little zombies.
And it sounds like the teacher that he heard that from is bold enough to say it without proving what he's saying, which I think is going on a lot in the classroom. They'll say these idiotic statements without ever backing them up. And the kids aren't bright enough to say, wait a second, can you show me that? Can you tell me who that is?
This is really prescient, because you and I didn't plan this.
No.
But you just said, just last Thursday in my class at the university, I said that exact same thing to my professor, to my students. I was making some claims about what Biden was doing and how he was undermining the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And so I showed them. I actually called up a couple of resources to prove it. And then I looked them in the eye and I said, you know, this is the only class you're ever going to have in this campus where I show you where I'm getting my information. I asked them, raise your hand if you've had another professor here in your 4 years at this school that actually took the time to show you where they were getting their information. And nobody did. And I said, so explain this. Explain it to me. Why? Why is it that we say all kinds of goofy stuff to you? Why don't you ever ask for proof? And you didn't ask me, but I'm putting it right in your face.
Right.
Because I want you to see that I'm telling you the truth.
Right.
So you should now go forth, and every time your professors make broad sweeping statements, ask them for truth. I'm not confident that any of them will, but I hope it was a good lesson for them.
Yeah, that scares me. I mean, honestly, that means the teacher can say whatever and the kids are going to walk away going, that is absolute proof and fact. You know, it goes to the my truth thing. It's my truth. You don't have a your truth. There's the facts. There's the actual truth, but you have your opinion about the truth. So those other professors are never really disclaiming that. They're not saying that this is just what I think.
Well, it's worse than that, Kate. They're actually telling these kids that the truth is actually white supremacist, that logic and empirical evidence and argumentation and documentation, they're literally telling these kids that whenever anybody gives you a fact, you don't argue the fact.
Right.
You simply point out that your facts are white supremacy, and therefore the lie is right there elevated to more true than the actual fact is.
That is so true. And then they watch TikTok videos that put it into a 60-second little nutshell that never, ever disclosed the facts either, right? So, I mean, we talk all the time about our sources. We're reading from their own stuff or congressional records or what have you. But a lot of people don't do that. They just spit it out. And so I'm so glad that you made that point, because I don't think when we're sending our kids off to school, we don't realize that they're not showing, for the most part, I would imagine that this is going on a lot of places. They're not showing them proof of anything. They're just giving them really their political ideology and their ideology as a professor, but they're not having to prove it. And if the kids don't ask, you know what I mean? The kids could nail them on it.
Well, certainly in the next segment, I know we're going to give some examples of what you just said, how these liars lie in their own career. How often have we seen in the last 6 months these DEI, these diversity hires, the Claudine Gay, the former president of Harvard, who plagiarized her PhD? And you're beginning to see that all these DEI people have just stolen what they've written. And once they steal it, they get PhDs that they didn't earn. Mm-hmm. Then they immediately get fast-tracked. Do you really think Claudine Gay would have made it to the top of the heap at Harvard, if she actually had to work for it? No way. And so stolen PhD, gives them the doctorate. The doctorate gets them hired over other people. Mm-hmm. And then once they're on campus, they're immediately rocketed up to the highest level of echelons in the system itself. And these are the same people, by the way, who are talking about systemic racism. I mean, you're a typical white dude. You don't get the job. First of all, you plagiarize, you get thrown out of school. You don't get the diploma. Then you're going to have to get a job based on the premise that there's nobody of darker skin color you, or you're not going to get that job. And then once you get in, you'll never climb that ladder. I mean, if you don't have the racial bona fides. So when we talk about systemic racism in this country, right now we're in a position where that is exclusively on the side of the left. It is the race hustlers. It is the DEI hires. It is when did DEI be able to go into Budweiser's corporate office and completely destroy billions of dollars and not get fired? When did it happen that medical schools like UCLA, as we'll see after the break, where UCLA hires non-medical people to be DEI officers, who are then forcing medical school students to say oaths to Hamas and get down on one knee and worship Gaia, which we'll talk about. It's absolutely unbelievable. The DEI people who know nothing about anything, who plagiarize to get where they are, they're simpletons. Imagine some of these morons on TV.
Name one.
Sharpton. Imagine Sharpton with a mortarboard on his head. That's what you're getting. Wow. And they completely control now how business and law and medicine are being practiced in this country. And it's all a sham.
By the way, UCLA study, gay couple, this is their study, gay couples at greater risk from climate change. And Harvard students enrolled, Harvard, where Fetterman wants to put Romney, lying Romney. Anyway,
well,
Harvard
students. Kate, I understand why gay people are under the gun because of climate change. There's going to be fewer hamsters in the world.
Oh, stop it. You're terrible. Okay, Harvard students enrolled in Taylor Swift class actually pulled an all-nighter. They had to pull an all-nighter. Do you want to know why? The Tortured Poets Department released the release of her new album. They took it to task. Okay. And by the way, I think five or six of the songs on that Tortured Poets album are actually explicit. That's our cute little Taylor. Anyway, Harvard has a class, and yes, they pulled an all-nighter just for that reason, because she had a new release. Oh, well, they're doing the work of geniuses.
Yeah, and somebody criticized the album.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that when we come back. Be right back. More with Dr. Pesta and Uncle Milty on the Kate Daly Show. Hey, everybody. As we enter into 2024, this is really important. The banking crisis, which is kind of remaining kind of quiet, except for smaller banks are failing as more centralized banking even happens at these levels right now that we're seeing. That's why we saw some of the bank closures last year. As this enters stage two, this is really, really important. Investors are relaxed right now because they think the banking crisis is over, but it's really a big mistake. History shows that major financial crises unfold in stages and have a quiet period between the initial stage and the critical stage when it's too late to do anything. The next forecast that's coming, the more acute stage two of the banking crisis, is coming after a quiet period, right? We know this. It's coming. Birch Gold is writing about this. They understand that there's this quiet period right now. This is the time, you guys, get everything you have at least backed by gold. It won't cost you anything, which is amazing. You can take advantage of this. At least get the information, your IRAs, your retirement. Are they shored up? Are they backed by anything important, by any gold? And make sure you buy gold and silver from Birch Gold. These are the people I trust, okay? And I love them. You guys out there that have done this are saying such fantastic things about Birch Gold. I knew you would. And of course, Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, Ben Shapiro, these are all the people that use Birch Gold for a reason. They have a stellar reputation. Please text 989898. That's the phone number, 989898, those six digits. Text my name, Kate, as the message on your phone. And when you do that, you'll get some free information to look at. Please do this, okay? Just get the free information. Information is free, and you know, you can't go wrong with information, and at least you'll have some answers on if this is something you should do too. Thanks, you guys. Birch Gold is amazing. Or otherwise, I wouldn't talk about them.
Hey!
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Charleston was once a rage. History has been the stage.
Welcome back.
Mini skirts, current day.
You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Welcome back. And teeny boppers are the newborn king. Boy, that's an interesting line. And welcome back. I've got Uncle Milty here. I've got Dr. Pesta here. He's the only outspoken university professor that will speak to the truth about what's going on campus. So I absolutely love it that he comes every Monday, has done this for years, and kind of lets us know what's happening, what's going on. All right. So yeah, you want to tell people why UCLA came out with a study, gay couples are going to get hit by climate change. The climate change is not happening, but the human caused climate change. But want to tell them why, Dr. Pesta?
This is unbelievable. Of all the constituencies, right? Well, according to this article, more gay people live on the coasts, mm-hmm. and more of them live in upscale areas like Washington, D.C. and San Francisco. So in other words, these are upper class, rich, no children having gay couples living in places like San Francisco, Washington, D.C. And because they're in those climates, right, where California's earthquakes or the heat stress of Washington, D.C. Means more gay people are going to suffer under climate change. And you, during the break, you brought up a great point. Why is it that if you're a white person and you have a lot of black friends, that's not good because you're posing, right? You are white knighting them.
Right.
And if you're white and you have no black friends, well, that's because you hate black people.
Right.
Meanwhile, as you pointed out, Kate, I mean, gays tend to congregate among other gays, but that's not considered discriminatory. I've taught at seven different universities.
Right.
And every one of them, when you go into the cafeteria, the African American kids all sit at the same table. I mean, you got one table where there's 20 of them, and they don't talk to anybody and they don't mingle with anybody. Meanwhile, the university says that's the fault of all the white people in the room, right? I mean, can you imagine if a white kid went up to that table and said, hey, why don't you guys break up and sit with us? It would be the end of the world.
Yes.
I mean, my God, what more racist, elitist thing can you do?
You're so right.
The white kids there are guilty for the segregation that the black kids impose on themselves.
Oh my gosh. It's so true, though. We don't ever talk about that. They're allowed to congregate, but it's not shutting anyone else out. It's just that people like to be around people like them. But no one will come out and say the truth about that. But so the white people get blamed for that. And I'm tired of the interracial commercials. You know, the white wife and the black husband or vice versa. It's getting ridiculous and out of hand. Uncle Milty?
I came up with a little saying about that. Birds of a feather flock together.
I mean, it's being crammed down our throats. You know, I mean, if a couple gets married and they're interracial, I could care less, to tell you the truth. It doesn't bug me at all. But the fact that they have to shove it down our throats in every commercial and make it look like all of America's doing this is ridiculous. I also wanted to say real quick, they didn't say, like you said, Dr. Pesta, on the break, brilliantly, they didn't say Democrats fall victim to climate change living in coastal cities. They had to make it about gay couples. What about just people from California and Washington, if they want to make this ridiculous claim because it's untrue?
Why just not come out and say, because there's more douchey politicians in Washington, D.C. than anywhere else. Why not just say it? Our legislature's much more in danger because of climate change, and we got to protect the politicians, right? Give me a break.
No, it's hilarious. So cohabitating same-sex households are the ones that are most at risk, not just your average Democrat living in these places. Okay.
I mean, so, come on. Can't somebody build a bathhouse in Kansas? I mean, my God, the racism out there. And then who knows? Maybe even Barry Obama will be the guy who can inaugurate it, right? I mean, that he could bring a couple gerbils, right? He could set the whole thing going. It'll be wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, on to the next, please. All right. So we do have to, okay, we have about a minute, but we do have to talk about the Yale arrest. arrest, the violent thing there, the Columbia Jewish students told to flee, a situation, unrest. Fetterman, seriously, Fetterman, weirdo Fetterman. I can't get a read on Fetterman. But Fetterman wants to put Romney, wants to endorse Romney in at the president of Harvard. And then, of course, we've got... Well, we've got so much. I mean, there's so much going on here at the schools. And I wasn't joking when I said they did an all-nighter for the Taylor Swift class. Can you imagine?
Oh yeah, I'll say if it were white kids protesting abortion on campus, those enclaves would have been scoured and removed immediately.
You're right. You're right. Be right back. Be right back. Kate Daly Show with Dr. Duke Pesta in this hour. Be right back with Uncle Milton, too. Hey, everybody, I want you to know what's going on that's new over at ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. This is the supplement company where they, the things that they produce actually absorb into your body. And I love that. And that's why I talk about this company. Don't buy over-the-counter junk. ActivateFIQ.com and put in the code Kate. They have a new magnesium IQ. They've also got a copper IQ cream. This is now available. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to get mine, actually. So I wanted to tell you about this because this restores nerve connections, heals wounds, enhances collagen, all kinds of things. It's an awesome product, copper IQ cream. They also have a new histamine, which is all natural, a gut IQ that's rich in minerals, nutrients that kickstart your immune system. Gut, you know, we always talk about gut health on the show too. When we have certain scientists or certain doctors on, this is incredible. Anti-inflammatory turmeric, this gut IQ has in it. It's amazing. And they also have a new bone broth. A bone broth product that you can take. Instead of drinking bone broth, they actually have a new supplement. There are so many neat things going on. I've had Morley Robbins on the show many times, and everyone loves him when he comes on. Cure Your Fatigue is what he wrote, and he is behind ActivateFIQ.com, and I'm telling you, their newest products, the sleep one is amazing too. Get your sleep and don't get zonked out the next day, right? But you're going to get some savings when you put in the code Kate. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and take some supplements that are actually going to work in your body and absorb that are worth the money, right? It's worth the money. And their prices are actually amazing. So there you go. ActivateFIQ.com. Thanks a lot.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
You're listening to The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. And go there for all the podcasts. All you have to do is go to the bottom. You can click listen live. So if you want somebody to listen to the show, but we're not in their area, you can also call the stations and ask them to carry the show. But you can also get them to stream live from the website, katedalyradio.com, if you want them to listen. And it's there. And also in podcast form when we're done, just scroll to the bottom on the homepage, katedalyradio.com. Make sure and text 989898, text Birch Gold and get some help on your 401ks, your retirement. Can you back it with gold and silver? These are the guys to ask, and they'll give you the free information, but this is the step you want to take. It won't cost you anything. It's a wonderful thing. Let me just tell you, to have peace of mind that it's backed with physical gold and silver. All you have to do is text them. 989898 is the phone number. Okay. Six digits. It all repeats. 989898, and text my name, Kate. If you'll do that for me, I'll be so appreciative. Get the free information, then you can decide what to do for yourself and your family. Dr. Pesta is with us, and let's go to the double standard.
Yeah, I mean, we were saying this just before the break. If these protesters were white abortionist, anti-abortionist protesters, if these were kids fighting against civil rights, if these were anything else, these pirates, these squatters, would not be tolerated. Could you imagine if it was a bunch of kids using racial epithets against minorities? They would have the National Guard on those campuses. They would cleanse all of these outposts of protest. They would salt mm-hmm. the earth, and there would be mandatory DEI classes for everybody. But when the protesters are protesting Israel, or they're protesting Jews, or the epithets are about killing Jews, mm-hmm. boy, these college administrators have no guts. I mean, what is the double standard here? It's you're basically saying that some forms of hate are acceptable. You can say the university professors assume that saying horrible things about white people or Jews mm-hmm. is somehow deserved, and then we have to handle them with kid gloves. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Uncle Milty?
You know, I just... Claudine Gay, who had to resign as the president of Harvard for plagiarism, mm-hmm. has been given a job teaching reading and research with a $900,000 salary.
Wow, that's how, what you get for plagiarizing?
How does that happen?
Yeah, let me reinforce what Milty said. She undeservedly got a PhD by plagiarizing. She became the president of Harvard because she was black and female. And then when she was expelled from that position because all this came to light, they let her keep her $900,000 a year salary, which is more than 10 times I make as a 30-year professor, to go back to teaching in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And the first class they give her is research methods, where you're supposed to learn the right way not to cheat and plagiarize.
You just can't make that up.
No.
Oh, my gosh. So so let's talk UCLA.
Yeah, we talked a little bit last week about this. UCLA Medical was one of the big medical colleges in the country. It's teeming with first-year residents who want to become doctors. Mm-hmm. And so the entire organization has surrendered to DEI. We talked about last week how they were forcing first-year residents to get on their knees and say a prayer to Mother Earth Gaia, how they were leading chants of free Palestine. These were meetings that you could not avoid. You had to go. And we learn more about UCLA today. Recent headlines about UCLA School of Medicine suggest that the institution has completely lost its way. The DEI woman in charge, just like Claudine Gay, was found to have completely plagiarized her PhD. Unbelievable. This is UCLA. It's DEI program that's called Cultural North Star, and it is led at the medical school by Natalie J. Perry. Her official biography says that her job is to, quote, embed our aspirational cultural North Star's values in an organization, in an organization's DEA. In other words, to take over like a virus, which is ironic for a medical school, mm-hmm. to take over like a virus and contaminate with whatever we're doing with this DEI stuff. So not only, by the way, has she plagiarized all her work to get her degree, mm-hmm. she also subjected lessons to Indigenous women, spelled WOMXN, for all freshmen, that and Two-Spirit people. Future doctors were forced to take a class on structural racism and, as I said, were led in a Free Palestine chant by a Hamas-praising guest speaker. And even worse, the school plans to segregate students by race for coursework on left-wing ideology. So the black and minority kids will get a different class than the white kids. The white kids will hear about, these are mandated classes on a med school campus. What does any of this have to do with medicine? The white kids will hear about how evil they are, and the non-white kids will hear how bad the white kids are. So they are literally segregating the kids. And it gets even better. The school made plans to segregate students, and two of its psychiatry residents mm-hmm. championed revolutionary suicide.
What?
Killing yourself in the name of social change. This is what they're pushing to first-year doctor residents at UCLA. Though you need to be willing to kill yourself to forward the aims of leftist ideology.
Uncle Milty? I don't
know what it to say. Actually makes perfect sense to me in the age of government-controlled medical care. These are the kind of doctors you would want.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that's amazing. Look, if they're not going to kill you, they're going to kill themselves one way or the other.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Revolutionary suicide?
Revolutionary. You think about the guy who burnt himself, immolated himself in D.C. last week. The dude who burnt himself to a crisp.
Right.
In protest. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, we had Riley Gaines on the show and not too long ago. And following an announcement of her speaking at graduation ceremony, they lost their cookies. They went bananas. And Adrian College faced this backlash. All the pro-LGBTQ students and alumni demanding officials disinvite the speaker. And, you know, if you think about it, what's the percentage of gay kids on a given campus? Because it's only, 5 or 6% nationally, even though we think it's 50. But it's pretty low, right? Can they, that group can be that powerful to call for her not to speak there? Because they're so offended, she hasn't even spoken yet.
Look what happened at the University of Southern California, USC, the Trojans. Think about what happened there. The valedictorian was a Muslim girl who planned on talking about how Israel must be eradicated. Mm-hmm. And they panicked, right? The USC administrator decided, you know what? We can't let her say this. So, okay, rather than punishing her for threatening to kill people, they canceled all the speakers for commencement,
sure,
including a movie star who gave a lot of money to the film program, John Chu, Billie Jean King. Last I checked, she was pretty gay. She was going to be one of the speakers. She got canceled as well.
Really?
So notice what they did. If you're going to cancel the murderous little Muslim from speaking, then in the name of equality, you have to cancel everybody else. So the people who were going to talk about achievement and hope and what you're going to do with your life, they were canceled because you also had to cancel the little Muslim. Think about that. I mean, it's equity, isn't it? If we're going to we're going to cancel the one kid who's talking about eradicating Jews in the name of equality and equity, we have to cancel everybody else, even the LGBTQ speaker, right? It's unbelievable.
Yeah. We're going to go to break. We'll come right back. It was pretty. She hasn't even spoken yet. They don't even know what she's going to say, but they can't hear it. I can't hear it. My ears. It's amazing to me that we are a society spinning out college students that can't hear anything that might offend them. I don't know why that amazes me, because we've done many shows on it, but it still does. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, Done With Debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done With Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done With Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry, because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise. They're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. It's Uncle Milty and I. We got Dr. Duke Pesta. And I can't believe we're almost at the end of the hour. It's just the end of the show. Jeez, Louise, it goes fast. Welcome back. There's always so much to talk about. We'll cover more tomorrow for sure. And Mel Madison will join us tomorrow too in the last hour. Dr. Pest is with us. I just wanted to remind you guys, look, I know you guys are in the whole inflation dilemma right now. How do you get through month by month? And you're probably using credit cards. Get to donewithdebt.com. These guys are for real. They're really good. They'll keep your information private and they'll help you. They'll help reduce your rates for you. They're going to save you so much money and also help you get rid of your credit card debt. These are the guys to go to. I love Done With Debt. I think they're doing a tremendous job. And I'm getting emails from you guys. And I love that you're loving them. So thank you. Thank you for letting me know how that went. I love what they're doing. Donewithdebt.com. Donewithdebt.com. I've got Uncle Milty, Dr. Pesta. Okay, we got to talk about this this Gen Xer.
This is going to make your blood boil.
Okay.
We have the Supreme Court decides that the president of the United States does not have the power to waive student loan debt, but Biden's doing it anyway. Last week, another $10 billion were washed away for people like this. This is a Gen Xer, a man who had $250,000 in student loan debt to become a musician. He plays the violin. And so that money has been completely washed away. His name is Joel Lamden. He graduated, listen to this, in 1998, 26 years ago. And between now and then, he has not paid a single penny of that $250,000, nor has he ever been arrested, nor has anything happened to him. For 28 years, he's paid nothing. He's now almost 50 years old. So Lamden, now 49, says his only option to make ends meet was to put his student loans in forbearance, in which he was not making payments, but interest was still accumulating. It was just that I couldn't subsist, he said. Now, when he was asked, why didn't you get another job? He said, well, why should I? I majored in music. Why should I have to do something else? Why would I give up what I love to pay back what I owe? That was his literal argument. Yep. And this is going to blow your socks off. Now that he has been given basically $250,000 of free money by the taxpayers of this country, you know what he's going to do? He's going to fly to India and take yoga classes with a guru. Isn't that nice? There's where your money's going, America.
Is he going to study yoga under the music of his own violin?
Maybe he'll pick up the sitar. Who knows? For another $250K, Biden, if he hands it over, maybe he'll learn to play the sitar. That's all I can say.
Oh my gosh, wow. This is funny. Wow. There's a lot of this going on. I don't know what to say to this. Go ahead.
When I was young, college age,
going to India,
people made fun of a class called underwater basket weaving. That was an omen.
Well, now we have Taylor Swift's class. Every time an album drops, they do an all-nighter because it's super important stuff to go through the lyrics.
Well, think about what happened, right? So Taylor lets out a new album, right? Mm-hmm. So they all get together all night long to read the lyrics as if you were reading a new play discovered by Shakespeare. And then, of course, they're outraged. They're now becoming change agents because somebody's already criticized the new album as a piece of garbage. And so their hero has been insulted. Mm-hmm. And now it's all about misogyny and feminism. Unbelievable.
Well, and you know, by the way, for people that don't know, she has gone really satanic in her music. A lot of her stuff is anti-God now. She's reached a whole new level. Should there be a Harvard College class about it? No, this is just ridiculous. But it's kind of amazing just on that note alone about how different Taylor Swift is. But that's a whole nother show.
Explain to me how the same crowd, this college kids who protest billionaires, who protest people who own their own planes, protest people who have a huge carbon footprint. So why aren't they protesting her? She's worth $1 billion. She's got not one plane, but two. Her carbon footprint is 10 times what yours and mine is.
Yeah.
And so but when you're somehow a pop star and you're singing your little mindless little pop songs,
but
somehow you've earned your money.
You're right. You're right. I mean, talk about the double standard and hypocrisy today. Goodness. It doesn't seem to bother them. Really. I don't know.
And this is a scary point from the article.
Okay.
The education department, the unelected losers at the Department of Education in Washington, the education department continues to cancel student debt through its one-time account adjustments, a process it plans to complete this summer. Most recently, the department wiped out $7.4 billion in student debt for $277,000. Now, explain this to me. You got 277,000 students. How in the world can 277,000 kids take out $7.4 billion of debt? How does that happen?
I don't know. Uncle Milty?
You know, it's like,
I don't know.
You wouldn't loan somebody money to buy a car that doesn't run. So why would you give them money to buy an education that isn't going to earn them any money?
Are you forgetting cash for clunkers, Milty? I mean, this is exactly what the left does. In fact, the more broken the university experience is, the more money they shovel.
So you're saying education for clunkers. That's what you're really saying. Education for clunkers. I love it. It's getting ridiculous.
Here's another thing. These are classist people, right? Uh-huh. The rich should pay, not the poor.
Right.
Well, the kids getting the money are the ones who have the expensive college degrees.
Yep.
So you're actually bailing out not the 65% of American kids who don't go to college, the ones who work in the trades, bust their butts. Those are the ones, the poor kids, the uneducated kids, who are going to have to pay for what these elite kids are getting. Again, where is your sensibility here? These are the rich kids, the little white kids who took out $250,000 to pursue underwater basket weaving, and you're going to bail them out, but not the poor kid who's trying to become a plumber or an electrician. That kid's just on his own.
So true. Uncle Milton?
Let's not forget that before all this student loan stuff began happening, parents arranged to pay for college for their children. And that has ended now. The parents say, I'm not paying for it when some taxpayer will do it.
Well, right. And before that, we all did.
Yeah.
We came up with it. Parents were like, you're on your own. Go to college if you want to.
I simply repeat that if we can give away free student loan money, then why not give everybody more money to pay off their mortgages? Much more important to have a house, right?
Yep, right.
Than to attend some stupid English class.
You don't want property rights.
So, hey, I want my mortgage paid off.
Yep, but they don't want property rights for anybody.
No.
So the best thing to do is convince them that a tiny home is now their dream and they can go off to India to pursue yoga on our dime. That is the message today. Wow. Dr. Duke Pesta, thank you. Really appreciate it. You. All right. Freedom Project Academy. That's his school. Go check it out. They're doing enrollment. It's amazing. And Uncle Milty, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be faithful. Be fearless. We'll see you back here tomorrow.